A Rwandan witness for a French court investigating the assassination of two African presidents in 1994 has gone missing and is reported to have been kidnapped in Nairobi, Kenya. The witness, Emile Gafirita, is a former bodyguard to Rwandan President Paul Kagame. KPFA's Anne Garrison has the story.
Emile Gafirita, one of Rwandan President Paul Kagame's former bodyguards, is reported to have fled Rwanda and gone into hiding in Nairobi, Kenya, where he was kidnapped on November 13th. Through his French lawyer, Gafirita had contacted the French anti-terrorism court of Judge Marc Trejevic to say that he was prepared to testify that in 1994, as a young soldier in the Rwandan Patriotic Army led by Paul Kagame, he had helped transport the missiles that were used to shoot down the plane, carrying Rwandan President Juvenal Habyarimana, Burundian President Cyprien Ntaryamira, and the plane's French crew. In the BBC's controversial documentary, Rwanda, the Untold Story, BBC producer Jane Corbin, Belgian Colonel Luc Marchal, and a 1994 BBC broadcast anchor described the assassinations.
On April the 6th, 1994, President Habyarimana was returning to Kigali from a summit. With him was the chief of the army and the new president of Burundi.
I heard two or three very violent explosions. First, I thought it was a munitions depot exploding. Then, after 15, 20 minutes, there was confirmation that the president's aeroplane had been attacked.
04 hours, Greenwich Mean Time.
The presidents of Rwanda and Burundi in Central Africa have been killed in a plane crash. The circumstances are unclear. Rwandan officials say the plane was shot down.
The assassinations shattered the fragile peace that had been negotiated between the Rwandan government and the invading army led by General Paul Kagame. Many call it the spark that lit the volatile situation on fire, causing panic and ethnic massacres. In the BBC documentary, producer Jane Corbin and Colonel Luc Marchal, who was second in command at the UN peacekeeping mission in Rwanda, also describe it as General Paul Kagame's resumption of the war.
For Kagame and the RPF, the plane crash was an opportunity to restart a full-scale war and seize power, and some UN officers knew it.
La conclusion pour moi, elle est très claire.
In my opinion, the conclusion to draw is crystal clear.
President Habyarimana,
the attack on President Habyarimana's plane was the trigger to begin the military operation and the armed takeover by the RPF.
No one has ever been indicted for the assassination of the Hutu presidents of Rwanda and Burundi. Louise Arbour, as chief prosecutor at the International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda, quashed her investigating team's evidence that General Paul Kagame had ordered the assassinations. Arbour was succeeded by Chief Prosecutor Carla Del Ponte, who announced that she planned to indict President Kagame for the assassinations and was summarily fired. French and Spanish judges have compiled evidence that Kagame ordered the assassinations and have indicted his top officers. They have not indicted Kagame himself because French and Spanish law do not allow them to indict a sitting head of state. Only the International Criminal Court has done that. For Pacifica, KPFA and Afrobeat Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.